management measures in a parts business. Key indicators. Key indicators are those salient measurement facts and reporting data units by which a function or department can be measured. An illustration of a significant key indicator is the absorption factor. Absorption measures the amount of the expenses in the sales and administration departments covered by the net income of the parts and service departments. Sales, gross margin, sales/employee, net income and net income/employee are some other examples of key indicators. It is necessary, as part of the overall dealership's management reporting, to create and constantly monitor a group of key indicators. This monthly report would be called a scorecard or a progress report. These indicators all will have a similar thrust, that is, they are clear, concise, and objective indicators of performance of the department. They are all controlled by a first-level supervisor, and they all contribute to the overall return on equity of the dealership. This scorecard allows the recognition of problem areas and adjustment to programs and activities in a timely fashion that will ensure success regarding overall goals. Without these indicators, it would be extremely difficult to develop and control an intricate series of plans in the dealership. Sales, rental, parts, service, and administration management needs to review these scorecards monthly with the branch or executive management. Overall measures. Each scorecard will start with the key financial measures, sales, gross profit, expenses, and income. These key indicators need to be reported for the forecast year, the previous year actual and the current year actual to date. This will allow a quick review of the status. Sales can be broken down into various categories, by department that is significant for the department in other areas of reporting. Sales departments could report new equipment, used equipment, rental purchase sales, and rental income, etc. Parts department sales are for new parts, used parts, exchange parts, and remanufactured parts. Service covers shop labor, field labor, warranty, etc. Further, the sales, necessarily, should be reported by vendor, customer, industry, salesman, or model. Gross profit, the definition of which can vary from dealer to dealer, covers the difference between the selling price of the product or service and the cost of the acquisition of the product. Operating managers want to have access to the gross profit for all subcategories within their departments. It should not be necessary to report all of them at the financial report level. For instance, a company that carries multiple machinery and parts lines might not want the financial statements to report all of the product gross margins. We need to limit the variables in the overall management of a department so as to allow clear focus on the mission at hand. If the operating standards and guidelines are not being met, then there is a need to bore down more deeply into the causes of the variance. Expenses also need to be reported according to the ability of the first-level supervision to maintain control over the expense. Expenses fall into personnel, operating, and fixed categories. Personnel and operating expenses are directly controllable by the operating manager. Fixed expenses are part of the infrastructure, and the control over these expenses by the operating managers is limited. Capital expense budgets need to be submitted by operating management for their departments annually. Thus, even on some of the fixed expenses, the line managers have some level of control. Personnel expenses can be controlled to the extent that there are salary and wage guidelines followed. Similarly, if there is an operating standard tied to sales per employee, then the management tool also is the number of employees. Currently, dealerships are maintaining low levels of fixed expenses and high variability dependent on performance in the personnel category. Much of this industry is driven by sales per employee measures, and personnel costs are one of the highest percentage of sales items in the operating statement. The ability to have this expense variable as to sales and or profit levels is an advantage. There would also be the need to report expenses for personnel as a percentage of sales, as each department has a blend of employees' skill requirements and as such a blend of wages or salaries. There is a series of standards of performance that relates to each operating department that is not financial only. Sales, for instance, need to be able to meet the share of market objectives, market coverage goals, salesman call coverage, etc. Rental utilization, rental maintenance levels, depreciated values are all critical in the rent-to-rent business. Sales per employee, inventory turnover, customer service levels, and stock order efficiencies are critical for parts. Repair efficiencies, quality workmanship, VIP values, labor backlogs, bay utilizations are key measures for service departments. These items fall into the category of management measures for dealerships and need to be reported on a monthly or regular basis. These management reports are different from the financial reports and as such are called scorecards or progress reports. Parts Department. The main elements specific to the parts department revolve around the management of the inventory asset. It is critical that the inventory asset is utilized to the maximum. The overall dollar value of the inventory and the turnover are both critical key indicators. The component part of the inventory that is non-producing is also significant. This is the inventory that has either not sold in the last 12 months or as yet has never sold. The standard for this non-productive inventory varies, but it is necessary that this inventory is held at or less than 10% of the total to reach the turnover standard of 4.0 times minimum. Turnover is also reported in the scores section against standard. There are two measures for turnover. One is the gross turnover, which is calculated in the normal manner. The other is true turnover. True turnover is calculated by multiplying the gross turnover times the stock order to total orders ratio. Some manufacturers call this the order efficiency. If the ratio is that 60% of the dollar value of orders placed is on a stock order, then you would multiply the gross turnover by 60%. The service level measures are in items and dollars. The item measure allows insight into the value of the inventory investment to the customer. The overall item service level stand negation DARD should be at or above 80%. The dollar value measures are becoming more important as the OEMs apply incentives/penalties to the dealers for holding an ordering efficiency level at or above a certain percentage of the purchases being on stock orders. The usual standard for dollar value service level from the OEMs is 60%. In the section on scores, inventory performance, INV PERF, is measured against the standard. Inventory performance is the product of the turnover times the inventory service level in dollars or items depending on the focus of the particular dealership. An illustration is when turnover is 4.0 and service level is 80%, the inventory performance is 320. There are many other areas that need to be isolated and controlled in a parts department, and each dealership has a focus that is unique. As a result, the scorecards need to be customized to a particular dealership. Transportation recovery, personnel expenses as a ratio of sales, market share, discounts given, etc. Gross margin is critical in parts as the dealership is very dependent on the margin in parts to sustain a healthy, prosperous business. Matrix parts pricing, C-cubed, is a significant contributor to the gross profit being maximized. All measures in the parts department are improved with a higher gross profit. We need to be able to reduce prices as well as increase gross profit. The result is market-driven and we must become merchandisers. It is not good enough to continue to process orders and be in the part number business. Dealers must get into the parts business. Parts operating standards, these statistics are purely for illustration purposes. New parts, used parts in exchange or remanufactured parts. Sales/employee $480,000, $600,000, $720,000, annually. Net income/employee $120,000, $150,000, $180,000, annually, gross margin 30.0% minus 35%, dependent on products, department expenses 10.0% minus 8%, dependent on gross margin, net income 20.0% to 27.0%, dependent on above, department expenses 33% of gross profit, department net income 67% of gross profit, sales/forecast +/-5%, sales/previous varies due to business cycle/market share, net/forecast +/-5%, net/previous varies, stock order efficiency greater than 60% on stock orders, gross turnover 4.0 times minimum, true turnover 2.4 times minimum, no movement inventory less than 10% of total inventory, service level greater than 80% on all items, inventory performance greater than 320 minimum, personnel expense less than 7%, operating expense less than 2%, fixed expense 1%, maximum number of documents dependent on the dealer, number of part numbers dependent on the dealer, number of pieces dependent on the dealer, absorption ratio greater than 60%, break-even point needs to be calculated for each dealer. Contribution to total sales greater than 25%, number of machines needs to be calculated for each dealer. Average working hours needs to be calculated for each dealer. Parts potential needs to be calculated for each dealer. Market realization needs to be calculated for each dealer. Glossary of terms. Sales/employee, the total sales of the department for the year divided by the number of employees in the department. Gross profit/salesman, this is the gross profit dollars earned in the department for the year divided by the number of salesmen in the department. Net income/employee, this is the net operating income earned for the department for the year divided by the number of employees in the department. Gross margin, this is the dollars of gross margin, the difference between the selling price and the cost of goods sold, divided by the sales price of the department. Department expenses, this is the total expenses, other than interest and other, for the department. Net income, this is the net operating income dollars divided by the sales of the department. Sales/forecast, this is the difference between the actual sales to date and the forecast sales for the period to date expressed as a percentage. Sales/previous, this is the difference between the sales this year to date compared to the previous year to date expressed as a percentage. Stock order efficiency expressed as a percentage, this is the stock orders divided by the total orders placed to each supplier. Gross turnover, the total sales at cost for the past 12 months divided by the average inventory value over the same period. True turnover, the gross turnover multiplied by the stock order efficiency, this measure reflects the turnover of an inventory by comparing it to the stock sales from the inventory. Personnel expense, this is the total cost of the employees in the parts department, salaries and wages, overtime, benefits, holidays, pension payments, medical insurance, etc. Number of documents, this measure is the total sales documents created by the department. The time is now.